Well, it's more than tradition. And no, it's not because we're pyros and love fire. Okay, I do. But it's that we love light. So I've been thinking about the song Silent Night in a deeper way this season, and it's caused me to wonder at the meaning of some of the verses. And it's probably good to do that, take a fresh look at these songs that we sing, these classic Christmas songs. But Silent Night speaks of Jesus coming from heaven to earth. And have you asked yourself, who is Jesus and why did he come? You ever asked that question? I've been doing that. And what's interesting is I've come to believe that how you sing verse 3 of Silent Night determines really the condition of your soul. No, I don't mean if you don't sing it well and in key, you're in danger of hell instead of heaven, all right? Otherwise, I would be in big trouble. But how you understand the second line of that third verse, I think, really defines your current relationship with God. So, verse 3, let's put that up there. There's something I want you to see in this as I was looking at this. And then let me just read for you the whole verse 3. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus the Lord at thy, or Jesus Lord at thy birth, Jesus Lord at thy birth. So back to the second line by itself. Okay, so we see Son of God loves pure light. And what does that mean to you? If you try to understand what that verse means, what does that mean? How do you understand it? I think this is important because as I looked at that, I realized I've kind of sung it maybe in a way the words don't mean. And so what I want to do is look at John chapter 1, which talks about Jesus coming in light. And in verses 2 through 5, we read, starting with verse 2, he being Jesus was in the beginning God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made by him. So in other words, through Jesus, everything that exists was created through him and for him. All right? Pretty straightforward. But in verse 4 it says, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So Jesus' life is a light for all of us. The implication is that we are a people who live in some kind of darkness, right? This light comes into that darkness, and this light is the source of life. But verse 5 gets really interesting. Pay attention. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Whoa, now we're talking something more than physics, right? There is a battle or a conflict going on, and darkness loses. This means there is a darkness in us, which there is, and Jesus' light can overcome it and remove it. Good news. This also means there is a darkness in the world. There is a Satan and his kingdom is of darkness, which there is, by the way, a devil out there. And Jesus' light will conquer it. This is really good news, people. This is the light and what it does. But let me continue on in chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. And then it goes on to talk about this light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So there's the birth of Jesus, light taking on flesh and blood. And he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. So in other words, Jesus is the true light, meaning that there are other lights in the world. that want us to follow them. But in reality, these other lights are false light. They're just different forms of darkness that entice us into believing and trusting that person or that thing. But we, according to these verses, can choose to receive or reject this true light. Verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become, listen up, children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. If we receive this true light, we become God's children. If we receive this true light, we become born. Wait a second. You're saying to yourself, what do you mean, become born? I'm sitting right here. I'm born, all right? But no, there's something else going on here, isn't there? I am born. Yes, you are. But you become born of God when the Holy Spirit, because you receive this light, comes into your soul, and a life comes into your soul, and you become a new person, a new daughter, a new son of the living God because you have trusted this light. So I want to look back at Holy in this song as we look at Silent Night in that second verse. So again, there's really two ways of reading this. Son of God loves pure light. I kind of wonder if I read it just as you see it up here without the punctuations when we sing these songs. And Son of God pure light means, so Jesus is pure and he must hate darkness. Just, it only makes sense. If he loves light, he, pure light, the Son of God, Jesus, must hate the darkness in us or in me. And this makes me wonder how much darkness I have in me, because that kind of determines how much he loves me. You ever think that way? You know, so this option one is saying that if Jesus hates the darkness, then we got to wonder how much of us he hates. And I got to tell you, at my best day, before I found Christ, there was maybe 10%. Of light. And if I go with that interpretation, that means he kind of hates 90% of me. Right now, I'm probably up to 50%. So he only hates half of me. But is that how we're supposed to read this amazing line in the song Silent Night? But if you read it as this with the punctuations in it, Son of God, comma, loves pure light, then it's not what Jesus does, it's who he is. And when I take that, when I think about that, it wants to bring me to my knees. Jesus loves pure light. He is love, and he is pure in his light. And what that means for us in this option two is it's not what Jesus does, but who he is. And Jesus is the Son of God, loves pure light, who loves me and you. He loves you. He loves me 100%. Amen. Yes, he wants to bring us pure light into our darkness. He wants to overcome that darkness that's been corrupted by the choices and things we've done. But I'm confident that he loves you 100%. He loves me. And there's nothing the devil or you can do about it. Period. The devil has rejected this light. The question is, will you receive it? So either you sing this as what Jesus does, he comes as a judge of our obedience, good or bad, or you read it that he comes as the light to save our souls because he loves us through and through. So let me close with this. When you receive this light, you really begin a new journey. You begin a new journey of loving God in a way you couldn't before. When you receive this light, you begin loving one another really with a purity you couldn't muster up before. When you receive Jesus as your light, you find a capacity to be a blessing to others as you share that light with the world. So, this Son of Man came as an infant for you. This love's pure light loves you, and all that you have to do is receive him. So what I like to do is we sing Silent Night. And before we start, I want us to light these candles. But as we do this, hey, if you're not sure yet about this light, if you're not sure about Jesus, still light the candle and sing, because it honors God. It honors God. But if you want to go a little deeper, and then I invite you to sing this song as you're receiving this light into your life, a surrender, giving him permission to come into the corruption and the darkness, but knowing he didn't come to judge you, but to save you. So let's light these candles. And what I want to do is the last candle we've been saving, because we've been doing Advent, is the Jesus candle. If I can read it. Stand up and look around and see all the lights lit. Son of God loves pure light, wants to light a flame in your soul and your heart. And I can only tell you, man, it's amazing to walk and live in the light. And so let's, as we sing this song, sing it to him. Thank you. make it a little brighter. And I just want to give you a prayer of blessing, because you cannot imagine how much the Son of God loves you. I don't. I got a glimmer. Got a flicker. But he does. So bow your head. Our Father in heaven, from the beginning of creation, when darkness entered the garden as a serpent, you have had a plan of redemption because you love us. And in your heart, you knew you'd be sending your Son to us. And I pray, Father, that you send the Son of God, love's pure light, in each home this coming year, that there is a little more glory, a little more brightness in each one that's here. And I pray, God, that you will light their steps, the paths they take, the fork in the roads, help them take the one, Jesus, you're walking, and let them know that as the light, you are always with them. So God bless you in Jesus' name, and have a bright life. Amen.